This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, there is a lot of hustle and bustle today. This is the last day of President Obama's reign. This is the last day of the President Obama presidency, or Obama presidency. Not the last day of Obamacare, for those people getting all excited, thinking that Obamacare is going to be all done with as of midnight tonight. Right? There's needs to be a lot of patience with that. But, you know, also a lot of anxiety. You know, people are really, really concerned about what's happening. People think there's going to be a bunch of deportations starting in, you know, 09. Actually, how many more hours are we looking at now? I don't know. I can't do the math. And, you know, this is what I would like to say, all right? We witnessed history. We absolutely witnessed history, right? And we witnessed such progress, but unfortunately also such divisiveness in our country over the last 8 years. And there was some good that came out of the last 8 years. There was, okay? Unfortunately, so much of the bad overshadowed that. You know, we don't like to see killings. We don't like to see our enemies become more powerful. We don't like to see the country divided. We don't like to see a sluggish economy. We don't like to see unemployment. All right. And so I think there's a lot of hope for what this next presidency could bring. I understand that a lot of you are not a big fan of Donald Trump. I get that. I used to watch The Celebrity Apprentice also. I made the same jokes that you all did. I would have never expected, the Donald Trump to become a president. You know, but I gotta tell you, from an economy standpoint, and from a having some cojones standpoint, which is what we're gonna really need to fight ISIS, I feel very, very confident in him. Now, we've talked about this, you know, throughout the last couple months, for those of you very, very upset about, you know, the new, you know, presidency and what Donald Trump could bring to America. You know, everybody says, well, change is good. I'm one of those people that I get a little nervous about change. Okay? You know, everybody says, oh, we're going to change things. You know, Obama decided to change things with health care. You saw what that happened. What happened there. So I'm a little reluctant to say just because it's change, it's good. But I think us sitting on our thumbs and being very vulnerable, right, to these foreign threats, to the terror attacks that's happening on our soil, to Americans attacking our police force, to our employers, right, being, you know, kind of anti-employee, anti-full-time employee in a lot of their actions, because obviously every full-time employee costs them an arm and a leg, especially when it comes to insurance. A lack of taking the leap, and a lack of faith when it comes to investing into our economy and investing into, our lands. And I would like to see that change. I would like to see that not only change, but really shaken up. You know, the predictability is what I think really concerns me the most when it comes to our adversaries watching us and seeing, you know, the ridiculousness that this last election displayed, and, you know, seeing the, you know, well, you cross this line and then nothing happens when you cross the line. So, you know, unfortunately, President Obama was not the scariest president to our foreign adversaries, and I think a lot of people took advantage of that. Okay, and, you know, maybe we need people to fear Trump. One thing that has kept Israel safe overall from a gross standpoint is people know that if you mess with Israel, they are going to come back 3,000-fold. Okay? Nobody really worries about that with America. You steal, you kidnap an American, we're not gonna negotiate with terrorists. Not negotiating with terrorists is not the toughest stand. Okay? It's a cop-out. Not negotiating. We don't negotiate with terrorists, so if you have our Americans over there, you could keep them. Oh, hell to the no. That is not a policy. If I was ever president, I would be like, you take one of ours, you lose the city. Now, I understand, okay, you can't bomb a whole city and you got innocent people there. I get that. But, you know, you will have 24 hours to evacuate because we are bombing the hell out of that city. Alright? And if you continue, you will just have to continue to evacuate until no other, you know, country's gonna want you. But you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And that is something I would like to see. I don't know if Trump will do that or not. But that's what I'd like to see. Same thing with health care. Okay? You know, if you don't want to purchase health insurance for your employee, then you don't deserve that employee to be your employee. And we will incentivize you to do that. If you want to have a thriving business, all right, you'll work with us. You'll get tax breaks every time you hire full time. You'll get tax breaks if you insure. All right. And now, on the other hand, I would really like to eventually see employers out of the loop completely. Personally, as an employer, you know, as a previous employer, I really didn't want to be in my employee's business. If she decided to quit, then she isn't insured anymore. I think that's ridiculous. So I'd really like to put insurance on, you know, your own personal responsibility. But I understand currently it has to be paid for because it's so gosh darn expensive. But in a nutshell, we have a new president, whether some people like it or not. Maybe we're not going to agree with all his policies. Okay? Luckily, we have a very, very loud voice. So if there is anything that we don't like them doing, we will hopefully be able to make a stink. Just like we made a lot of stinks with President Obama. Unfortunately, Obamacare passed despite our calls to not do it. It was a disaster. And I'm optimistic, and I'm here for you guys, answering your questions, guiding you through the chaos we call our healthcare system. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Thank you. About this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So both President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara Bush are in the hospital. Apparently, George H.W. Bush was put into intensive care because of pneumonia, and Barbara Bush was put brought into the hospital as a precaution due to bronchitis. She had cough and fatigue. I was on KABC, Doug McIntyre, in the morning today discussing this. You know, why would Barbara Bush be going into the hospital for bronchitis? Now, keep in mind, okay? George H.W. Bush is 92 years old. Barbara Bush is 91 years old. When somebody feels tired and has a cough, right, I think pneumonia before you know, proven otherwise. So, you know, Barbara could possibly be battling pneumonia also. I mean, take a look at the weather. You know, I know they live in Houston, but, you know, it's so cold, right? We are now starting to hit the heavy duty flu season, the heaviest parts of our flu season. And, you know, they really expect this one to be a bad one this year. They always say that, you know, so we go and get our flu shots. But, and, you know, they're saying this flu shot should be good this year, but, it doesn't bode well. And I think a lot of people are still shaken up by the whole Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds issue where, you know, Debbie Reynolds was in such despair losing her daughter, and then unfortunately she dies a day later. And so, you know, when somebody's husband is put into the ICU, and now, you know, she's starting to have some health problems, out of an abundance of caution, yes, I think they're going to, you know, admit her and watch her as well. You know, we see this time and time again. You know, couples, they really feed off each other's good vibes and bad vibes. And so when somebody is sick, it's very easy for the spouse to become sick as well. So this is kind of scary, and we're nervous. You know, it's very interesting because, you know, George H.W. Bush has been still seen very, you know, considering, I think he's been, you know, he had a neck fracture last year, and I believe he's been dealing with some Parkinson type symptoms. I'm not exactly sure if he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, but, you know, he's been in a wheelchair, but you still see him, and he's still very visible, you know, at many events. I believe there was a library dedication, with President Obama, and, you know, he was there. So, you know, he's been still, you know, very present, and it sounds like he wanted to, you know, be there for Trump inauguration tomorrow. And he wrote a letter saying, "Barbara and I are so sorry we can't be there for your inauguration on the 20th. My doctor says if I sit outside in January, it likely will put me 6 feet under. Same for Barbara, so I guess we're stuck in Texas. But we will be with you and the country in spirit. I want you to know that I wish you the very best as you begin this incredible journey of leading our great country. If I could ever be of help, please let me know. All the best." Now, I don't know if he actually physically wrote this, but this was a letter from him and his sentiments. And so, I was asked, does cold weather really, you know, make you sick? We've talked about this, catching a chill, hey, you know, dealing with cold weather. It's not so much that, you know, all right, if you forget your jacket, you know, hey, you're there's going to be karma or something like that. Even though I always, you know, say that to the kids, like, if you don't have your jacket, you're going to get pneumonia, and my kid did get pneumonia, you know, and my kids do get sick, you know, during the winter. And yes, you know, you get colds, you get infections, but I will purposely turn around and blame it on the one night they didn't listen to me and they didn't take their jacket. You see, just to kind of keep it in their mind that they need to grab their jacket. But I personally believe that your immune system is very delicate. And when you deal with the cold and you deal with this drastic shift in temperature and your body temperature drops, that drop in body temperature is just enough for a virus or a bacteria that's kind of floating around to decide to take advantage. So this idea of, well, if I'm sitting outside during an inauguration in the rain or the snow, I could get sick, I think that's very valid. Absolutely. Especially for a 92-year-old, please. And so, you know, I recommend you, you know, the reason why we kind of, you know, wear jackets and, you know, gloves, etc., you know, it's for a variety of reasons. One is, you want to walk out of your house, okay? And you want to be, it's kind of a homeostasis. You want the normalcy of one environment to another, because the shift is what can drop your immune system. So you wear a jacket, you bundle up. Once you feel like you are completely bundled up, then you go outside. Now, some of us were in a hurry, so we start putting on our clothes outside. Now, that's not as effective. You want to be completely bundled. The problem is that some of us are so warm and so toasty in our houses that then we start to sweat. And, you know, my husband used to live in Maryland, so he said it was like a 10-minute ordeal to get dressed up for the snow. Now, your gloves and your hats and your scarves, right, are supposed to protect certain parts of the skin that could get frostbite. The scarf, especially with the neck, people underestimate keeping the neck warm. You know, the neck houses some major blood vessels. You got your jugular vein, you got your carotid arteries, if those, you know, start to get kind of cold, now that can unfortunately cool the whole body. So, you know, get that scarf on, you have that hat to cover the ears, gloves to cover your fingers, and that's more for frostbite. But it's that central warmth you need from that jacket, and that's what protects you from getting that immune drop that makes you more vulnerable. So absolutely, there's some truth to that. So we definitely wish the Bushes well. One thing Doug McIntyre was discussing is, you know, why past presidents live so long. You know, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, George Bush, Ford, you know, living well into their 80s, even beyond. And, Ronald Reagan and, you know, do presidents just get the best health care? Well, yes, my guess is some of the best doctors are, you know, on standby. But I think we are really underestimating Big Pharma. My guess is the lobbyists are still around, and they have their samples of some of the best, you know, antibiotics and drugs, and they go, here, take this. So I credit Big Pharma for why our past presidents live so long. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, don't many of them have, you know, a private chef? I always said that if I had somebody who could cook fish really deliciously or vegetables so yummily, that's a word, yummily, I would be eating so much healthier. Now, in medical news, they say there is a billion-dollar project that is aiming to prep vaccines before the epidemics hit. Oh, isn't that a good idea? Why don't we get a vaccine before Ebola kills thousands of people? Or before Zika damages thousands of babies? All right, Zika, I said. All right, good. All right, so they say some of the world's most terrifying disease outbreaks, when they occur, healthcare workers often find themselves powerless. So a billion-dollar initiative being reported now by Scientific American, launched on January 18th, aims to change that situation by preemptively developing and stockpiling vaccines to combat potential epidemic threats. According to Jeremy Farr, director of biomedical charity The Wellcome Trust in London, he is thrilled. There's only the formal launch, and to have near 500 million and likely more to get started is great. So the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations launched on January 18th at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, with an initial $460 million of backing from Norway, Germany, Japan. So that's what you do. You get everybody together. We got Bill and Melinda Gates representing America, the Wellcome Trust. The organization expects to raise the full $1 billion that it needs for the next 5 years. So the first targets for this CEPI, or Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, are the vaccines against the Nipah virus and those that cause Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and Lassa fever. Then they're going to work on SARS, Ebola, and Zika. So the vaccine researchers are absolutely excited. You see, we have money. You know, we countries, if we wanted to pull together a bunch of millions of dollars to do something good, we could do it. And we could always, you know, ask Bill and Melinda Gates. You know, everybody says, oh, you know, the reason why we were so behind with Ebola is because, you know, we couldn't find a pharmaceutical company, you know, that would, launch the, but then we do it. Okay, if pharmaceutical companies are reluctant, and understandably so, that they will not be able to sell their vaccine because somebody will beat them to the punch, or Obamacare won't cover it, so nobody would be able to buy it. If they're reluctant, and understandably so, then we need to step up to the plate. We need to get our butts together, contract a lab, have them get to work on it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you who are a little upset that I haven't been celebrating Cervical Cancer Awareness Month with you all, I really don't make a big deal about the awareness months because it's all month long. But what I did do is I posted a picture of me getting my pap smear, right, or getting ready to. Don't worry, I'm dressed. And I wrote about cervical cancer and what pap smears are. So go to my website at drdahlia.com or go to my Facebook or my Twitter and read up on cervical cancer. It's serious stuff. 4,000 women die each year. 12,000 women get invasive cervical cancer. The number is going down, but we still have a lot of work to do when it comes to prevention. and when it comes to screening, especially since many of the guidelines have now expanded, saying, women don't need pap smears until they're 21. You know, if your 14-year-old daughter is having sex, you bring her butt in. And you evaluate her for STDs, you talk to her about sex, teach her about assault, how to protect herself, and teach her about using condoms, and I would screen her. I don't like the idea of waiting till you're 21, you know, but most HPV, human papillomavirus, cause cancers, and HPV is the number one cause of cervical cancer, the most common cause. HPV many times will really affect the 20 to 50-year-old age group. We don't see it a lot under people under 20. We don't really see it a lot in people over 60, but 15% of, you know, cervical cancers, from what I understand, I believe from the American Cancer Society, I read last year, are over women in their 60s. So none of us are safe if you have a cervix. So if you have a cervix, go to your doctor, make sure you get screened, and you and your medical provider will discuss how often to get screened. Okay? And yes, I did shave my legs for the picture. Thank you for noticing. All right. Robotic sleeves will hug your failing heart and help it beat. This is so adorable. I'm looking at a heart. I'm looking at a robotic sleeve that gives a nice, juicy, squeezy, cuddly hug. I love it. All right, according to the BBC.com, scientists have developed a robotic sleeve that can help hearts pump when they're failing. The sleeve is made of material that mimics heart muscle. It hugs the outside of the heart and squeezes it, mimicking the action of cardiac muscle. Now, the early study published in Science Translational Medicine shows the concept works on pig hearts. The British Heart Foundation describes it as a novel approach that requires further trials. Merely, there's the synchronized movement. Over half a million people, this is a study out of the UK, BBC is out of UK. But millions of people suffer from heart failure. And what is heart failure? We've talked about this. Heart failure is when your heart fails at what it's supposed to do. And what is the purpose of the heart? To pump blood. The heart's job is to pump. It's not supposed to filter. It's not supposed to oxygenate. It's not supposed to tell you when to have a baby. It's not supposed to tell you this is the person you're supposed to fall in love with. The purpose of the heart is just to pump. Okay? Yes, it pumps blood into the lungs to oxygenate. All right? It's, pumps blood to the brain, where your amygdala goes, ooh, Michael Fassbender. But the heart's job is to pump. That's simple as that. So if the pumping action is not that good, you don't have that much contractility, part of the muscle has died because of heart attacks, and it's not a good pump, we call it heart failure. All right, so scientists based out of Harvard and Boston Children's Hospital and in Leeds say their soft sleeve was inspired by the actions and structure of real heart muscle. The silicone-based device stiffens or relaxes when inflated with pressurized air. Fixing it around six pig hearts, scientists found they were able to synchronize the sleeve with each heart's shape and movements. The study shows the robotic sleeve helped boost the amount of blood being pumped around the body. And when the heart stopped beating, the sleeves helped restore blood flow. Currently, they say mechanical devices could be implanted in the heart to help a pump, but because they are in direct contact with the heart tissue, the body can unfortunately react to them, have this foreign body reaction, cause blood clots, etc. So this, because it hugs it on the outside rather than being implanted, it's like when you're on a date with a girl, she'll always love the hug, but she'll be very, very careful about the sex, right? Because there's something very non-intrusive about a hug. So they say the research is still in an early stage. Much longer-term animal studies have to happen, okay? Then obviously human studies. But the concept, I think, is very, very cool. So next time you see somebody, give them a super big hug. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is kind of interesting. They say a skin cancer cream, right, used for treating and preventing skin cancer, has led to the death of five dogs. They accidentally ingested some of this, according to the FDA. Now, remember we talked about Effudex? Effudex, very similar to Carrock and I think Floraplex, Effudex is something that your dermatologist or your medical provider may tell you to put on, and it is caustic enough to the skin to take out the layers that can cause squamous cell carcinoma or early skin cancer. And so people that have these actinic keratoses, these little, it's kind of a precancerous skin lesion that's always flaky. It's very, very small. They don't usually bleed. They're flaky and they keep growing back. And the doctor says, yeah, that's an actinic keratosis. Can eventually turn to cancer. Well, if you have tons of them, the doctor's not going to sit there and cut them all off. So they could use this topical, topical cancer drug called, fluorouracil. And what that does is it kind of peels it off in a way. So, anyway, two dogs started to play with the tube of this cream. One of them punctured the tube before the owner could retrieve the medication. In 2 hours, the dog started to vomit, experienced seizures, and died after 12 hours. In a separate case, the dog located his owner's fluorouracil, ate it. The animal was rushed to the vet, but the dog deteriorated 3 days and was eventually euthanized. Cats are also expected to be sensitive. Yeah, I have these little Neosporin packets, and after I had my surgery, I had to apply Neosporin to some of the wounds, and I would accidentally drop it on the ground, and one of the stupid cats wanted to eat and lick it. I don't know if cats could have Neosporin. Okay, pets don't do well with ungüentos or ointments. They don't do well with that. I think it clogs them up. I think it's too big a bolus of a medication. So don't let your cat or dog eat an ointment. Okay, that's just my advice. So if somebody applies the cream to his or her skin, and let's say touches the cat, or the dog decides to lick your face while you've put on an Effudex treatment, he could still ingest enough of it and die. So you need to make sure that your animals don't lick you or kiss you. So the medication is used to also prevent basal cell carcinoma, which is the nicest and cutest of the skin cancer, but still bad. All right. And then, of course, the precancerous actinic keratoses. Now, last year, the FDA cautioned pet owners about the increasing instances of xylitol poisoning. Now, xylitol poisoning, remember we talked about this last year? Chewing gum, baked goods, chocolates, that could be fatal to dogs. Also, grapes, raisins, alcohol, onions, garlic, macadamia nuts, and caffeine. Don't be giving your dog a Red Bull. Remember I wrote that piece on what not to give your dog with Thanksgiving dinner? Okay? So, if you have any of these fancy schmancy medications, you have got to keep them away from the pet. You know, a Tylenol. If a Tylenol drops and acetaminophen drops on the ground, and you're like, well, I can't find the pill, no big deal, well, I'll just sweep it up when I sweep this weekend. No, if that dog finds that pill, he'll eat it. And that's dangerous for his liver. So you want to store all drugs safely out of a pet's reach. If you drop anything, pick it up. All right. If you have the applicator or any cloth that unfortunately got some of the medication on it, you got to, you know, make sure you discard it or wash it or do what you're supposed to. Consult a vet right away. Unfortunately, once they start to seize, it could be bad news. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. I want to read this email to you, and you guys may have better advice for Brandon than I do, but Brandon writes, Doc, I'm 29 and have the worst luck with girls because I'm a geek. I'm not good looking at all, short, medium weight, and work as a computer programmer. So what advice do you have, like, you know, for a geek like me? talks about how he, you know, keeps failing when, you know, he asks. He's been rejected so many times that he really doesn't have the confidence. And he's tried everything. Read books. So, if you're not good looking, if you think you're not good looking, you think you're too short, you think you're having issues, and you are being turned down by girls, right? Or guys, whoever you want, how do you become successful? Now, as a woman, I could tell you right now, I have found many geeks to be attractive, okay? Now, you have to remember, I was always in the honors classes, okay, when I was in school. I was a geek myself. And yes, I thought the sexy football players were very, very hot, but I'm not going to get the football player, okay? Yes, I think some of the football players did check me out because they did have big boobs back then. That does help. But, you know, I didn't want to be alone. And the reason why I asked out some of the geeky guys, okay, is because many geeky guys are still very, very cute. Like, I try to think of who was a geeky guy. Okay, I didn't find him attractive at all. But remember how women loved War Games and Matt Broderick, right? And Matthew Broderick, like even with Ferris Bueller. I never thought he was a good-looking kid. But women loved him. Girls had posters up, right, in their room of him. And he was a War Games geek. You see? All right, Luke Skywalker, a dork in Star Wars. Yeah, but people thought he was good looking. I was more the Han Solo type, but still, I didn't think it was. I thought I was more the Billy Dee Williams type. I thought he was very sexy. But, you know, so to each his own. Okay, you know, women, you have no idea what women are thinking, right? And many of us women, right, have already been, if you're 29 years old, and so you are looking for a 28, 29-year-old. Oh, that's too old, huh? Okay, that's too old. All right, if you're looking for a 22-year-old, that's my problem. I'm in my 40s now, so if my husband ever leaves me, right? You know, I'm like, all right, I'll just date another guy in his 40s. 40-year-old men look good. The 40-year-old men don't want a 40-year-old woman. Okay? They want, you know, 20-year-old woman. So I'd have to look for a 65-plus. I told you guys, when I was in the Dominican, the guys that were hitting on me were the, you know, 55-plus. That's okay. They're still sexy to me. I was fine with it. But, yeah, I'm not going to get anybody younger than probably 60, to be honest, if Corey ever leaves me. That's all right. It's okay. Hey, at least they're, you know, they're well versed and they're seasoned. So, all right. So, if you, let's say, are looking at women who are 29 years old, my guess is, if they did get the gorgeous Tom Brady type, let's say, okay, then they've already kind of been, you know, a part of that. You're not going to call me? How come you didn't call me? All right. And, you know, we know the players. We can identify the players. And all of a sudden, with a woman, our biological clock starts to tick. My biological clock was ticking when I was 20 all the way up to 25 years old. And, boy, did I actively find a husband. Now, I'm very, very fortunate because I always thought my husband was attractive. Okay? You know, was he Brad Pitt? No, of course not. Yeah, but, you know, I was, you know, definitely not a Jasmine Bleek. I mean, I was not, you know, anything, you know, that sexy to look at. But you know what? We fit. So, you know, don't underestimate women. Don't, because they may find you very attractive. Now, okay, you're short. How tall are you? 5'5"? 5'8"? Okay, you know, if you're 4'2", maybe that's an issue, but still. You know, there's a lot of women out there that are tiny, that are petite, that are short. So if you have an issue with a taller woman, don't think the women have an issue. All right? If a woman was wronged and wronged really bad by a guy who was taller than her, she's not going to be looking for tall men. Okay? So, you know, don't underestimate yourself. Now, what you do need to do is accent your good qualities. Women do like to laugh. Women like to feel good about themselves. Women will find a man who makes them happy, not by buying them things, but by being around them. Right? You know, if I'm around my husband, I'm in a better mood on some days. Okay? Yeah, he ticks me off. That's another issue. So, you know, again, don't underestimate. So, you make somebody laugh. You make them feel good. Great. Now, one mistake could be is, you know, if you're doing the bar scene. Okay, bar scenes are tough. They're very tough. Okay, because it's just, you know, there's a lot of other people there. There's a lot of competition. Everybody thinks they're being watched. So I think online is very effective. Now there's all sorts of online dating sites. Let's say you're a Trekkie and you're really into Star Trek. You could find somebody else who's into Star Trek. Or let's say, you know, I haven't visited the dating websites because I don't want my husband to get all nervous. You know, if I did search up a website, it would be, you know, a bunch of Michael Fassbender pictures and movie clips. It probably wouldn't be anything that has to do with dating. But, you know, so find somebody that has similar interests to you. Another thing is, you know, when it comes to volunteer work, okay, you know, volunteer work is a great way to meet people. So what you do is, you, let's say there's a church function or there's a, there's, I don't know, something going on, with a club that you're very interested in. Okay. You meet people there. You meet people in church and temple. Why not? Okay. You know, go to settings that are not pickup joints and act like dating is one of the last things on your mind. And then when you meet somebody, become their friend. The best thing a guy could do if they don't feel like they could compete with the Tom Brady's out there is to really work on the friendship. Once you work on that friendship and she feels good around you and she feels safe, you're the one she's going to want to have babies with. Women don't want to have babies with somebody who's going to leave them for another woman. They're going to want to have babies that are there for the long haul. And these are the things we look at. And I know a lot of women out there are going, oh, come on, you are just totally throwing us under the bus. You're telling them all our secrets. I got to be honest here. Okay? And I have seen some very homely looking people out there. Okay? And I've seen them all made up with makeup and they look beautiful. Okay? And I may have pretended in my 20s that I looked hot. But has anybody seen a picture of me without my makeup in my 20s? No. You know who saw me without my makeup? My husband. So you will always be homely, right, or unattractive. Yeah, I had surgery, right? And I've had multiple surgeries, and there is nothing good looking about somebody who's vomiting, peeing on themselves, right, needing help in and off the toilet, often on the toilet, right? You think that's attractive? So you are going to, no matter what your looks are, you are going to have to work on the deep part of the relationship anyway. You actually are at an advantage. Because if somebody falls for you, they're not falling for the Tom Brady height and muscles and spiral and pass record and, you know? Yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Telly.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.